Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 58.
Love and life forever new.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Christly Confidence. I shall be reading mostly from the Amplified Bible, but the very first citation is from the New Century Version of the Bible, and then the rest is from the Amplified Bible. In addition, I will also read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the New Century Version of the Bible, Job. You should have confidence because you respect God. You should have hope because you are innocent. And the Amplified Bible, 2 Corinthians. And our hope for you, our joyful and confident expectation of good for you, is ever unwavering, assured and unshaken. For we know that just as you share and are partners in our sufferings and calamities, you also share and are partners in our comfort, consolation, and encouragement. For we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about the affliction and opposing distress which befell us in the province of Asia, how we were so utterly and unbearably weighed down and crushed that we despaired even of life itself. Indeed, we thought within ourselves that we had received the very sentence of death. But that was to keep us from trusting in and depending on ourselves instead of on God, who raises the dead. For it is He who rescued and saved us from such a perilous death. And He will still rescue and save us. In and on Him, we have set our hope, our joyful and confident expectation that He will again deliver us from danger and destruction and draw us to Himself. 1 Corinthians. Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands, who feels sure that he has a steadfast mind and is standing firm, take heed lest he fall into sin. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to His word and to His compassionate nature. And He can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assuaged beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, He will always provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Philippians. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Jeremiah. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river. And it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaf shall be green. It shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding fruit. Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, take his place. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, the Israelites. Every place upon which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given to you, as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great Mediterranean Sea on the west shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the camp and command the people. Prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. They answered Joshua, All you command us we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he did for Israel. Isaiah. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation will abide in the fruitful field. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. My people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation, in safe dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Mark. And when evening came on, he and his disciples, as a custom, went out of the city. In the morning, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed has withered away. And Jesus replied and said to them, Have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that which he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. John. Now there is at Jerusalem a pool near the Sheep Gate. This pool in the Hebrew is called Bethesda. There was a certain man there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. When Jesus noticed him lying there helpless, knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, Do you want to become well? Are you really in earnest about getting well? The invalid answered, Sir, I have nobody when the water is moving to put me into the pool. But while I'm trying to come into it myself, someone else steps down ahead of me. Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your bed, and walk. Instantly the man became well and recovered his strength and picked up his bed and walked. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing of himself of his own accord, but he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way, in his turn. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Science reveals the possibility of achieving all good and sets mortals at work to discover what God has already done. But distrust of one's ability to gain the goodness desired and to bring out better and higher results often hampers the trial of one's wings and ensures failure at the outset. The feats of the gymnast prove that latent mental fears are subdued by him. The devotion of thought to an honest achievement makes the achievement possible. Exceptions only confirm this rule, proving that failure is occasioned by too feeble faith. Even though you aver that the material senses are indispensable to man's existence or entity, you must change the human concept of life and must at length know yourself spiritually and scientifically. The evidence of the existence of spirit, soul, is palpable only to spiritual sense and is not apparent to the material senses, which cognize only that which is the opposite of spirit. The crude creations of mortal thought must finally give place to the glorious forms which we sometimes behold in the camera of divine mind when the mental picture is spiritual and eternal. Mortals must look beyond fading, finite forms if they would gain the true sense of things. Where shall the gaze rest but in the unsearchable realm of mind? We must look where we would walk, and we must act as possessing all power from him in whom we have our being. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind, who understands all things, man knows that with God all things are possible. The only way to this living truth which heals the sick is found in the science of divine mind as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. The Christ was the spirit which Jesus implied in his own statements. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I and my Father are one. This Christ, or divinity, of the man Jesus was his divine nature, the godliness which animated him. Divine truth, life, and love gave Jesus authority over sin, sickness, and death. His mission was to reveal the science of celestial being, to prove what God is and what he does for man. Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil. The admission to oneself that man is God's own likeness sets man free to master the infinite idea. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Thank you.